Coach, congratulations. You got a tournament win here. It's first win for Scott City in this tournament since 95. Pueblo East had a feeling maybe they'd be wanting a player down here tonight, but you guys took advantage of it and really got to work with a hot start early on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were pretty ready for this game. I mean, we literally watched film on our last year's game, and it was not good. I mean, I think we had 30 turnovers that game. I mean, that's unacceptable. But I think we are a different team from a year ago and a much improved team. So I think they had a lot to prove today.
They did, definitely. Got off to the hot start, got a big 15 at break, and then poured it on in that third quarter where you got up by 30 points to force the running clock. And it was really kind of spreading it around, even though it was Emily Weathers who was the hot hand. But Kaylin Roberts had another hot hand as well. But it was just good all-around balance, and you had to like that with the start especially.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard to guard when there's so many people that can score, and I feel like I've been saying that all year, and I'm just so proud of us, and that's one thing I kind of want us to be known for is that you can't just try to shut down one or two people because there's several people who can score, so I was just really proud of them for representing tonight.
And during the game, it was like a machine, Emily Weathers with her 20 points. It was this catch, shooter, it was in rhythm. She was in a flow, and you talk about it a lot with Macy and Emily, and that was a great combination again tonight.
I think it's always been a great combination, those two, and they just seem to look for each other. Macy seems to look for her quite a bit, but Emily has such a pretty shot, and it's improved so much even from last year. I mean, her range has gone back a little bit more, and so I'm excited to see what else she can do.
And also tonight you had Emily Smith guarding their best player, Nastasia Ruby. She did a great job with that when you were man-to-man. And hey, she even got to attempt the three. Is that probably going to be the last we see of the three from Emily?
She says no, but I say yes. But that was kind of the deal at the beginning of the year. She said, if we're ever up by 30, can I shoot a three? I said, sure. So that was it. So it was a good attempt. So, and that was it. But, you know, I was just happy with their enthusiasm. And, you know, they came out strong. Mm-hmm. And it was a great win.
And she was definitely all over the court there, too, tonight as well. And you had Kaylin Roberts. You had three on the old tournament team. She could have been easily on that with her 12 points. And all of a sudden this week, we saw a different game for her with the runner on the left side. And she's not she's known as a three-point shooter, but you can also see her expand that game.
Yeah, I've been begging her to do that for 3 years. So, you know, halfway in your senior year to start doing it, I'll take it. But she's such a good free throw shooter. We got to get her to the line. And she doesn't do it all the time, but just every once in a while. So she's not so predictable. And she had a great tournament doing that.
You were able to get some subs in there at the end of the fourth quarter. And that was nice to see them kind of get the opportunity to have a chance to score. And Shelby Patton got in there, got it too, and Alyssa Storm almost got one, but it's good to see them, and they came out there and played with some great effort as well.
I thought so too. You know, those girls, they show up to practice every day, and sometimes they have to play scout team defense for a good half an hour sometimes, and I know that's not fun, so for them to be rewarded as well, I was really happy for them, and I thought they stepped in and did a really good job.
Well, now you turn around and you got to kind of reel this all in, and it's back to business. I guess you could call it the business stretch in your schedule, starting Tuesday night at home with Lakin and a six-game homestand. And what's the big thing for you guys as you try to enjoy this moment and then try to go back to the regular season?
Sure. I mean, today was a great win. We're coming home with a trophy, but the season's not over. And like you said, we got to go back to business. There's no reason that we should be coasting ever. And if anything, we should just be propelled even further. And because I know people are going to be coming after us. And we still have a lot to prove. And I just want to keep building on what we've already done and never relax.
10-1 start here. 9 games to go. You get 7 of them at home. And starts with a 6-game homestand Tuesday night against Lakin. Coach, congratulations. A big tournament win here for you guys. 3-0 on the weekend. You got it, and enjoy it. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.